question, Taisus is, if we just happen to be taking this up on the Daf Mem Hayom Beis, Taisus' question, if Noshim can be Yotze, if they don't understand any Hebrew, can they be Yotze Bechsa Muslim from Zimun? So the question is, what are the two sides? So if you say, you go to the old Chakira, if you say that Shemei Kona means it's just if you're saying yourself mechanically, okay, so the Medaber himself doesn't have to, the Mefarach himself doesn't have to understand it, so neither does the Shemei. But if you don't say that way, the question is on the other side, why should you not be Yotze? Because I could say, as long as the woman is mechavin to every phonetical sound, that she's a shomea, she listens to every sound, it should be good. Like Kia Shofar, Shmako Shofar, she listens to every sound. What's wrong with that? Oh, okay, so I want to say it like this, that you have to produce words of Shevach. So if you're a medaber, so you are producing words of Shevach, just by your enunciation. But if you're a shomea, all you're hearing is a series of phonetical sounds. So the series goes on. Where are the words? So the shmia breaks up the words. The understanding breaks up the phonetical sounds into units of words. If there's no understanding, so it's just a run-on series of sounds. A run-on series of sounds is no good. It's no good. The medaber, you don't have that problem because the medaber actually formulates. Assuming he benches properly, he formulates. Baruch, Hator, Arashem. But for the Shomea, there is no break in the phonetical sounds unless he has an idea of what the word means. And the Havanas Adova, Havanas Amila, creates the Mila, creates the word. But if there's no Havana, there's no understanding, so the phonetical sounds just keep on going, and there's no grouping of the phonetical sounds into units of words.
I understand you.
In other words, a word, for the Shomea, the word has to become a word through the medium of Shmia. Because that's what he is, he's a Shomea. So if the word becomes a word through any other method, like let's say you'll tell him, this is a word, Baruch. So it's not the medium of Shmia anymore that's rendering it a word. The only way the medium of Shmia can render it a word is if he has an understanding of what the word means. Then it's through the medium of Shmia. So the medium of Shmia has to break up the units of phonetical sounds into words. And the only way that's possible is through Havana, through understanding. In other words, if the vehicle of Kiyum is Shmia, so then if the vehicle of Kiyum is Shmia, so then it has to be then the words have to be set up through the vehicle of Kiyum. But if it's reproduction, so the vehicle of Kiyum is reproduction, so then the words are set up by means of the vehicle of reproduction. The reproduction makes the words. So that would be the difference. In other words, if you say that it's reproduction, so there's two steps. First is hearing, and then the hearing produces an entity of words. Okay, so in the kium, in the end kium, that's just a middle step. So in the end kium, you do have words. But if you say Shmei Kona is the Shmi itself, so the end kium is Shmi, and the end kium, there are no words, because what makes words? Only if it makes sense do the phonetical sounds become words, and all you're left with is a shmia of phonetical sounds. So there's no kium in the final entity of shmia, which is the kium of the bracha. Yes, it's possible to learn also that it's not a question of the old machlokas, whether Shmei Kona is if you're reproducing, or Shmei Kona is for the kium shmia. I mean, you could say that they both hold it's through reproduction, but the question is there a din shmia? If in that intermediary process of Shmia, there is no entity of a word. There's no entity of a word. So it's just phonetical sounds. Can you transfer phonetical sounds? Or the Shomea, Shomea Kona means you can't transfer phonetical sounds. You could transfer words. And then Shomea becomes, the fact that it's a word, it becomes like an ona. So then it becomes like a reproduction. That to me is, I think that's actually, I mean, that's, I think you opened up that point, that's more mastava to me. That's not the old question. But really, you could say everybody holds that Shemei Kona is if you're producing, you're reproducing words. But the question is, there's an interim process, and the interim process is Shmia. So the question is, can the interim process just be a phonetical Shmia? Or Shmia, by definition, means that you are receiving entities of words. And the only way you can be a receiver of entities of words is if there's havana, so then the phonetical sounds are received as words. That, I think, is a simpler way to formulate it. And now that you mention that point, in other words, what Tais means by presumably nisa ba'alma, he means that it's different than by birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon, the units of syllables become words, and the words put together and emerge as a shevach. So then you have to have a real shemaya. But over here, all his das has to be is that what he's listening to is a vehicle of presume nisa. So however that works, it works. So he doesn't have to produce the words to create the entity. All he has to have in his das is that what I'm hearing, all these sounds that I'm hearing, are a vehicle of piercing. That's the only, he only needs a broad das in terms of piercing ba'alma. That doesn't mean it's piercing ba'alma. It means he doesn't have to have kavan on each word, so each word becomes a unit, and then the unit put together emerges through that unit, emerges a sheva. But all he has to have in mind is some kind of kavan as a shamea. What's the kavan? The kavan as a shamea is that in general, this whole production functions as a vehicle of pirsum enisa. So that das he has. If he has that das, that's the das of Megillah. So therefore, he doesn't need das of specific words. That's what I think it is. The phonetics have a greater goal. Ordinarily, the phonetics only have the goal of a word. Over here, the phonetics have a greater goal. Say, all the phonetics really have one goal, to have pirsum enisa. So you can have a general, include all the phonetics into one general category. A shevach, you can't say it's a general idea of shevach. Shevach has to have specifics. Specific shevach. That's good. That's the answer. So Taisha says you don't need every word. You don't need words. You just need the concept of a general presume nisa. You could argue, the teretz is difficult because you could argue, the Gemara says it's kriya presume nisa, but there is a mitzvah kriya. So if you're not going to say Shemaya Ka'ona, where's the Kriya? You know what I mean? If the Shemaya puts the words together and renders it a Kriya, so then where do you have the Kriya here? I mean, it's not so simple. It's not clear the answer. Yeah. I mean, maybe you could say in Taisus means it's just a Maisa Kriya. That's a Maisa Kriya that leads to Pearson. It's not a Kriya of Milan. Because nobody knows what it is. It's a Maisa Kriya that leads to Pearson. So these phonetical sounds will lead to Pearson. So if it's just a Maisa Kriya, so then the Shomea just has to have in mind whatever he hears. And it's a different type of Kriya, different kind of Kriya. That's a little better, yeah. So then the riff on Daf Yud Aleph from Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is, the riff holds, you make one bracha on Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, if you're putting them on together. But if you're a soch, so then you have to make two brachas. But not only that, the second bracha is not the same as the first. You don't repeat the first bracha. So the question is why? I mean, if it's not the same, so then how can one bracha cover it if you're not mafsik? Right? And if hefsik is no good, because why? Because it breaks the tziruf of the ma'isim, so you just repeat the first bracha. Yes. There's lacha shel yad, which is mitzvah shel yad, and there's lacha shel rosh, which is mitzvah shel rosh. But the kiyum, there's a kiyum yachar of shel yad and shel rosh. So therefore, if you're not mafsik, so you can make the bracha on the kiyum yachar. Okay, you can make the bracha on the kiyum yachar of shel yad and shel rosh. And once you were mevorech, so there's no need for any other bracha. Correct? There's no need for any other bracha. However, if you are mafsik, so now you can't be mevorech on the kiyum yachar anymore. So now you just have the shel rosh. So you have to make al mitzvahs. Okay? In other words, either a bracha is shevach. So you can't do a mitzvah without shevach. So these two are separate mitzvahs, but they have one kiyum yachad. So therefore, you can include them in one shevach of a kiyum yachad. And therefore, they're covered. So now you cover the ma'isa mitzvah with the shevach, because that's the whole purpose of bracha, is to cover the ma'isa mitzvah with the shevach. So you can cover the ma'isa mitzvah with the shevach al yidei kiyumam yachad. I mean, that's what you have to say, because otherwise you have the question, what happened to the Mishnah Shorosh? So apparently, you see, when it comes to bracha, all you need is a birkas shevach, which covers the Maisa HaMitzvah. So now I have two separate mitzvahs, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, and they're really different. But the only thing is, there is a Kiyum Yachad, so if I'm a Vorech and I'm not a Mafsik, so then the bracha's on the Kiyum Yachad. So the Shevach on the Kiyum Yachad is Kolo, both of them. So you don't need a Shevach on the Shel Rosh separately, that it's a separate identity, that it has a different, there's a different phenomenon in terms of the mitzvah. Because it was included under the Kiyum Yachad. So once it's included on the umbrella of the Kiyum Yachad, so you have a Kiyum Bracha, so there's no Chiyum Bracha anymore. Okay? Not everybody holds that way. But that's the way the Riff is learning. Right. As a matter of fact, that's Machlokes Rishonim.
Right.
But the Riff holds that once, if you have the Kiyum Yachad, that acts like an umbrella under which the two mitzvahs can be included in the Shevach. And once you have the mitzvahs included in the Shevach, so then you Yotzi the Chavasa of Bracha. In other words, the Kiyum Yachad is to be Meinicham Yachad. That's the Kiyum. So therefore, Lohaniach is really the bracha for the Kiyum Yachad. Okay? I mean, you don't say Lohaniach Tefillin Yachad, but that's what it means. Lohaniach Tefillin. To do the Maisa of being Mitzaref, to be Meinicham, the Shel Yad, to be Mitzaref to Shel Rosh, together in one act of Hanacha. And one act. So that's the Lohaniach.
Just works out that that's also the mitzvah Lohaniach.
In other words, it's the Maisa Hanacha. Because the Kiyum Yachad is that the person should put on Shel Yad and then put on Shel Rosh. So even though Shel Rosh, its essence is that it should be Munach al Rosh, and its essence is not in the Maisa, not in the Maisa of Kshira, but it's not in the Maisa of tightening the knot on your head, but nevertheless, it's included under one Maisa of Lohanicham Yachad. So therefore, it comes out that both mitzvahs were Nechlolim in the Shevach. Okay? Because it means Shmenich one after another. Why? In order to have the Kiyum. Okay. So in other words, so it's covered under one Birkas Shevach, because there's a Kiyum of to be Menicham Yachad. So the Maisa of Hanocha Yachad is a Maisa Midaraisa, is a Kiyum Midaraisa. So therefore it's covered. So once it's covered, so you have to make another bracha. However, if you're mafsik, so now you have to make the bracha on the nature of the mitzvah of the Shel Rosh itself, and the nature of the mitzvah of the Shel Rosh itself is all mitzvahs. Yeah. From the Rambam, Rambam makes it clear in the Kaseres. What does it say? And Shel Yad, he says?
L'kashram
al Yad. And Shel Rosh? Liyos Tum al Rosh. So it's a different kiyum of mitzvah. It's a kiyum of the essence of the mitzvah is that it's there. Even though the other one also has a kiyum that is there, but the nature of the Maisa mitzvah is a kshatam. It's an interesting thing. What's the second right? V'lo od ela d'lo hodam avarcha hi bracha kamaisa ela bracha achriti kamavarach. What we're saying over here is in the first part of the riff, what he's saying is that if the bracha is on the tziruf yachad, so then if you talk, you're a mafsik, because there's no tziruf yachad anymore.
Right.
Okay? So now you can't cover it with one bracha anymore, because the bracha was on the tziruf yachad.
And by shofar?
But by shofar, the bracha is not on the tziruf yachad between the tzkiyas and miyush of tzkiyas and mamud. The bracha is on the entity of tzkiyas.
Okay.
So therefore, if you're talking not a mafsik, because there's no concept of tziruf yachad. If there's a concept of tziruf yachad, so then you talk. So there's no tziruf yachad. What?
So
in other words, that's the differentiation. If the mitzvah, if the bracha is on tziruf yachad, so then if you talk, you break the tziruf. But if the bracha is on the chefza, shel mitzvah, so it's one long. So even if you talk, you're not a mafsik. In other words, the second raya is saying that if it were the same bracha, if you made lahaniach on the shel rosh when you mafsik, so then it would show, then at least it would show that you were mevatel, and then you were mevatel the first lahaniach by being a soch. But since you can't make the same bracha on the shel rosh, so you never have demonstrated that soch is mevatel the chefza shel bracha. Okay? In other words, what he's saying over here is that you're trying to bring a raya from tefillin that the first bracha's bottle, you can't bring rye the first bracha's bottle because you need a new bracha for the second one, for the shel rosh. So the first bracha is not bottled. The only thing is you have a new machayev of bracha over here. Machayev of a new bracha. Right? Right. So the question is, what's the Rif saying now? V'af ha-pikein, kosha lo-siach. Even though it's two separate mitzvahs, it's kosha lo-siach. The sign yisach bein tfilo l'tfilo, averi bi-yadov ha-chazan la-me'archem o-chama. V'kol shken ki-hai, shesach bein tkiya shem-yushu v'tkiya shem-umut. I say, no, just the contrary. Over there it's bad, because since it's a kiyam yachat, so it's mevatel the kiyam yachat. But over here there's no kiyam yachat between tkiya shem and the me'yushu v'tkiya shem-umut. So let him be yisach. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? Yes. In other words, that's what I'm saying, exactly. In other words, over there, he's not saying on the Kiyam Yachad, that the Kiyam Yachad, that's why Pesach is bad, because he's being Mevatel the Kiyam Yachad. That's not what he's saying. Because he says it's two separate mitzvahs. All right, so he doesn't have a Kiyam Yachad, so he's lacking Kiyam. But what's so bad? What's so bad over there? But the answer is that even though it's two separate mitzvahs, nevertheless, when a person is Osek in mitzvahs, he shouldn't be a Sach. He shouldn't be a tzach until he finishes the mitzvah. So, therefore, it's a din in his askos by mitzvah. He's being osik in mitzvah's tefillin, and there is one kiyum, so it makes it one his askos, even though they're two separate mitzvahs, but still, since there's a kiyum, it makes it one his askos. So, therefore, it's an avera to be a tzach when you're engaged in the askos of the mitzvah. Okay? Lack of cover. So, that's why it's an avera. So there's kol shken over here where it's one mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs, but it's one mitzvah. And it's one isaskos. So kol shken, over there it's really two separate mitzvahs. What makes it one isaskos? Because of the kiyam yachad. But essentially it's two separate mitzvahs. Nevertheless we say that since there is a concept of isaskos because of the kiyam yachad, so therefore if he's a soch, he's mevatel the isaskos. And it's a very biyado. So, but over here, it's only one mitzvah, so it's one great isaskus, so certainly be an avera to be a sach. That's the riff. Okay? He holds that the sach is, what do you call it? In other words, since it's the same mitzvah, so the bracha goes on the mitzvah. And it's not nice to be mevatel yourself from the isaskus, but the bracha still goes on the same mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the Ran goes even further. I mean, if you remember the Ran holds not even asr. Not even asr. So the raya from Halal is that if somebody says hello to you, ben perek leperek, say a posek. So, but nevertheless, you don't even know the bracha. So you see that the dibur is not a mafsik in terms of the chafta shel bracha. So same thing over here. That's good, right? It would seem from the riff that the isser of being a soch is only on the one that's the mevarach, because he's the one that's doing the ma'isa mitzvah, so he's performing the isaskus and the mitzvah, so it shouldn't be a soch. But the person that's listening to the shomea, that's yotze, there he doesn't say that there's an isser of soch. So the riff sheet is what? How do we understand the riff sheet? The riff sheet is that you have two shel yad and shel rosh, you make one bracha. You make a lohaniach, right? And it goes bracha achas lishtehen, unless he's a soch, right? So how does the formula work out? Now if he's a soch, he makes al mitzvahs, right? So apparently lohaniach is not appropriate for a shel rosh, because if you're a soch, and if you just put on the shel rosh, you make al mitzvahs, right? So how does lohaniach cover it, right? Right. Since there's a kiyum of munachim yachad, so lahaniach in that, lahaniach is really the bracha for shel yad, for sure, because that's the appropriate bracha for shel yad. But since there's a kiyum of anachas shteim yachad, so the shel rosh is nitfas in the lahaniach because of that kiyum. So it comes out you had a shevach bracha on the shel rosh, and that's all you need. Right? That's the riff. So the riff is fairly simple. I mean, but if he's mafsik, so then the shel rosh cannot be nitfas in the bracha in terms of the kiyum shteim yachad. No, the shel rosh is a chefza shel mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, the shel rosh, and as a chefza shel mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, it warrants the bracha al mitzvahs. Okay? But the Shel Rosh is also a component of the Kiyum of L'Hanicham Yachad. So therefore, if you make L'Hanicham Shel Yad, so that's the appropriate Bechav Shel Yad for sure. But now, since the Shel Rosh is going to be Nitfas and Hanochas Shneim Yachad, so it comes out that the Shel Rosh was Nitfas in a Kiyum of a Shevach Bracha. So therefore, you yotze bracha. Aye, it's not the bracha on the cheft, it doesn't matter. It was nitfas in a shevach bracha. But however, if you mafsik after the shel yad, so then what happens? So there's shnei mitzvahs. So the hefsik breaks the tziruf bracha to the second to the shel rosh, because it's shnei mitzvahs. And the only reason that there's a tziruf is because it requires a mitzarif, actually. They really shnei mitzvahs. But what's mitzar from yachad? What's mitzar from yachad is the kima of anocha shneim yachad. But if you mafsik, so then, what? So you don't have that anymore. If you mafsik, you don't have that anymore. So then, then you have to make another bracha. And the bracha is on the cheftz of Shel Rosh, which is al mitzvahs tallin. Okay? That's the rish shita. So if he's a soch, he's mevarach shtayim, one on Shel Yad, one on Shel Rosh. Because the Shel Rosh cannot be nitfas, and the kiyum tziruf hashneim yachav laniach, because you're a mafsik. Okay? Because you're a mafsik. But if what? If you're not mafsik, so the Shel Rosh is nitfas in the kiyum of anoch hashneim yachad. So, and that's laniach. So, that's why the halach is that it's bracha achas l'shneim. Okay? All right. The Razal Levi Zal has a complicated formula. That ordinarily you make one bracha laniach, and what? And then another bracha al mitzvahs. Two brachas. But if you're a soch, and that's because the shel yad, the laniach is really on Shel Yad, and al mitzvahs on Shel Rosh. And what's mitzvah, what gives you the key to key for a yachad? The fact that you do them together. Right? Apparently, the fact that you do them together. That makes the key to key for a yachad, right? So, but if you're a soch, so now you don't have the key of key for shteyim yachad, so now what do? But you have your Shel Yad on already. So you go back and you chosen mevarach al Shel Yad, and then you mevarach al Shel Rosh in order to have the kiyum of tkifas shteyim yachad. How's that mati to go back and be mevarach again? The Shel Yad. And what does he do over there? What does he do over there with the Shel Yad? It seems
two things.
Memashmesh betfilin Shel Yad, mishmush, and also mechazek es hakesher. Mamanashach. Is he considered really? That he's really wearing tefillin already. So what does that do? So Yeska. So it's mashma from the Balamar. The answer is that according to the Balamar, laniach tefillin is two things. It's the appropriate bracha for the Shel Yad, but also it covers the kiyum of tkifa shteyim yachad when you put on the Shel Rosh, because laniach tefillin. So it covers it. Lashon covers both. And then you make al mitzvahs on the cheftz shel mitzvah shel rosh, because you can't deny the cheftz shel mitzvah, it's appropriate bracha. So everything is fine. However, the moment you're mafsik, so now you're lacking the bracha on tkifa shneim yachad. So that's why you chosen mevarach al shel yad, in order to have a bracha on the kiyum of tkifa shneim yachad, which is chal when you put on the shel rosh. And that's what he means. He says, even though it says you make two brachas on the shel rosh, but he says, why do you say that? L'fisha chozom mevarach bracha yeshel yad. The tokef lo bracha shel rosh. V'hava leikim mevarach shtayim al shel rosh. Because it's really on the kiyum of tkifa shteyim yachad, which takes place the moment you put on the shel rosh. So it's as if you made a bracha on two brachas on the shel rosh. Okay? Because the shel rosh comes into play in two ways. As a cheftz shel mitzvah, and that's al mitzvahs tefillin, and it comes into play as a completion of the tkifa shteyim yachad. So, therefore, it's two brachas on the Shel Rosh, even though one bracha is actually on the Shel Yad. The mishmush is really a kiyum in the gavra of tefillin. It's a kiyum of tefillin in the gavra. So, that's why it should be mamashmesh b'kol shor, around the sense. It's a kiyum in the yediyas Hashem in tefillin. So, it's kiyum in the Shem Havaya in tefillin. So, it's kiyum in yediyas Hashem in tefillin. So mishmush is being misasek in the kiyum tefillin. So by mishmush, what he's being mitzarif is the kiyum of the shelyad, because the shelyad is a tefillin of a kiyum b'kol shah. That's what the Rambam says, like you said, you mentioned. The chayav al mashmesh b'tefillin b'kol shah. Because there's a kiyum of Yediyas Hashem in the gavra in term, as a person that's a manachton. So therefore, when he's mamashmesh in the shel yad, so he's activating the kiyum of the kiyum tefillin in the gavra. So now it, once he does that, so then he can be mitzaref the kiyum of the shel yad to the shel rosh. In other words, in terms of skifa shtem yachad, you don't need that the ascholas mitzvah must be yachad. The ascholas mitzvah of shel yad should be together with ascholas mitzvah of shel rosh. It's the kiyum is enough. If you mitzarif the kiyum tefillin, if you mitzarif the kiyum tefillin in the gavra with the shel yad to the maisa anochas tefillin of shel rosh, so that's mitzarif shtem yachad. That's it. Shteyim means the mitzvahs. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be mitzarif them in the same manner. You have to have a scholas asiyas a mitzvah following another scholas asiyas mitzvah following a first scholas asiyas mitzvah. That's not the law. The law is the chefzah shal mitzvah. So mishmush is a kiyum in the chefzah shal mitzvah. So the moment he's been mashmesh in the tefillin, and he has a kiyum in the gavra of the chefzah shal mitzvah, so now now when he's meiniach the shel rosh, so there's a tzira for shteyim yachad. There's a tzira for shteyim yachad. Yeah, and it shows you another thing, that the kiyum of the kiyum of yachad is a kiyum all the time. It's a kiyum in the gavra of yachad. It's a kiyum in the gavra of it's the kiyum tefillin in the gavra is a kiyum tefillin of yachad. And the kiyum tefillin in the gavra is all the time. So that would answer the question that Yaakov asked before. That why is it over here there's a bracha on a kiyum? Because where there's a mitzvah and there's just an extra kiyum in the mitzvah, so you don't go back and bracha on a kiyum. But over here, we're talking about that the two mitzvahs create a new kiyum in the gavra, that's a different kind of a kiyum. That's not a kiyum in the maisa mitzvah of anachas tefillin. It's the kiyum of tefillin, which is a new kiyum that shteyim yachad create a new chalos din in the gavra. So that's why this is different. This kind of kiyum is different than an ordinary kiyum. And this kiyum is matzrich a bracha, requires a bracha. So if he forfeited the bracha because he was a soch, so he has to be chosen mavarech on the shel yad in order to have this bracha on the kiyum, which is shteyim yachad, create a new chalos in the gavra. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. There's two separate mitzvahs, but the two mitzvahs together combine to create one objective. And that's a kiyum in the gavra of the havayans and schiro. Havayans, that was lashon havayans schiro yachad. So that's a kiyum in the gavra. In other words, it's a shinui in the hanacha. So the shinui in the hanacha means that there's a shinui in the gavra insofar as the shel yad is concerned. So that shinui is enough to be mitzarif the shel rosh to the shel yad. That's what he holds. I mean, then the question is, tightening the kesher alone should be enough. That's the question. Yeah. I mean, the tzira for shtem yachad is really the gavra, right? But the tzira from the gavra expresses itself in the maisa hamitzvah of being meniach shtem yachad, in the maisa. Okay, the tzira is really the kiyum is really in the gavra, when they're both munochem yachad. So the gavra has a different kiyum tefillin, okay? The zechir v'avaya, but that kiyum is expressed also in the fact that you should be meiniach shneim yachad. Because you could have said no, that you have to have a kiyum of two kiyum tefillin in the gavra. So you put on the shel yad at 10 o'clock, and put on the shel rosh at 11 o'clock, and you have the kiyum yachad. But you see that that's not true. It's not enough just to have the kiyum yachad. The kiyum yachad expresses itself in being meniach shteyin yachad. In being meniach shteyin yachad. The mice of being meniach shteyin yachad. Okay? So therefore, he has to be mechazik the kesher. Because by being mechazik the kesher, it's a shinui in the mice. So therefore, you need mishmush and shinui mice. because to demonstrate that the kiyum is really a kiyum in the gavra, which is mishmush, but it expresses itself in terms of maisa. So how do you demonstrate that it expresses itself in terms of maisa? By being mechazik the kesher, and that's a shinui in the maisa of anachas tov. So therefore, you have it demonstrates the concept that the kiyum in the gavra of hanachas shteyam yachad exists, but it also expresses itself in terms of the maisa mitzvah of lahaniach. So therefore, the shinui in the hanachas tefillin, which is a shinui in the yukshartem, demonstrates that the kiyum and the gavra express itself in the maisa, because the bracha really is on the maisa. The bracha is really on the maisa. So you need both together. You need the mishmush, which is the kiyum, and then the shinui in the maisa of hanacha, in order to demonstrate that this kiyum expresses itself in the maisa itself. So now when you're mevarech, so the bracha goes on the maisa of the shel yad and the shel rosh, but you're not doing it in terms of a new maisa, but you're doing it in terms of the kiyum maisa. It expresses the kiyum maisa. The being mechazik the shel yad expresses the kiyum maisa of the hanochas shteyam yachad. Okay, mishmush is good, but mishmush is not the full story. Because mishmush is just saying there's a kiyum of the shel yad and the shel rosh and the gavra. That's all mishmush shows.
Well, actually,
but it doesn't demonstrate that that it expresses itself in terms of how you may niach at home. That would just mean there's a kiyum, so I can put on one hour, and an hour later put on the shel rosh and I'll have the kiyum. I must have a kiyum of shteyam yachad. But the kiyum shteyam yachad expresses itself in the very hanachas tefillin. It should be nichon yachad.
The
bracha is a birkas shevach on the kiyum shteyam yachad, so you must manifest. That's why it says first you mamashmesh, not first you machazik the kesher. Because when you mamashmesh, you're demonstrating that there's a kiyum shteyam yachad, and when you machazik the kesher, you're demonstrating that this kiyum shteyam yachad expresses itself in terms of the maisa anachas tefillin as well, and then the bracha can cover the kiyum the tziruf of shteyam yachad. Okay. In other words, when the mishmush and the mechazek work together, because first he's mamashmesh and then he's mechazek, so he's demonstrating that the mishmush and the kiyum and the gavra express itself in terms of the maisa anacha as well by doing a shinui anacha, a shinui anacha. Okay. In other words, so the kiyum of shteyam yachad expresses itself not just when it's munach on the gavra, but when he's meiniach, and the very mice of being meiniach, the yachad, the concept of the tziruf yachad is expressed. And that's the halacha. So it's not just the kiyum of shteyam yachad, but the kiyum shteyam yachad in the gavra expresses itself in terms of that the mice must be done together. So the mice must reflect the kiyum, the very mice anochas tefillin must reflect the kiyum of shteyam yachad. Otherwise, what's the rush? I mean, let him put the shel yad on them and later put on the shel rosh. So apparently in the very maisa hanocha, you must express the concept of the kiyum shteyam yachad in the gavra. So you must mean shteyam yachad. So it's expressed in the action itself, not just in the state of when it's munach on the gavra. Okay? In other words, the mishmush is mitzuruf to a maisa in the tefillin. The mishmush becomes mitzuruf to a maisa. So you could say like this, that the mishmush is really an expression of the kiyum and the gavra. But the kiyum and the gavra alone is not enough, because you want to be mitzaref the maisa hanachas tefillin of shel rosh to the hanachas tefillin of shel yad. So you need to have a kiyum maisa in the shel yad. So the tziruf of the mishmush and the chizuk of the kesher together create a maisa of the kiyum in the gavra. The tziruf, in other words, the tziruf between the two of them, the tziruf between the mishmush and the chizuk of the kesher, creates a maisa in the cheftza shel tefillin of shel yad, a maisa which is related to the kiyum and the gavra. So now you can mitzaref the maisa of the kiyum and the gavra to the maisa of hanachas tefillin of the shel rosh. You can't do it like you could have done in Mitzchilaso because the tefillin is munach already al yado. But even though it's munach al yado, you still can create a din maisa of mishmush in it. So the din maisa of mishmush is the chalos upon which you're going to complement, going to complete the shorosh will complete the kiyum and the gavra. So basically, mishmush and chizuk hakesher creates a din maisa in the shel yad of the kiyum and the gavra. The kiyum and the gavra and a din maisa. Yeah, you can't just be mivarach on the kiyum. I mean, what? I mean, there's no. If you were mivarach on the shel yad, for instance, and later in the day you realize you have the shel yad, so you can always make a bracha. That's a mitzvah and mishachas. But you can't say you're going to be mivarach on just the abstract kiyum and the gavra. Where? What does it relate to? So the only way you can do that is through something that has a substantial existence, like a maisa. So the maisa in the maisa itself is reflected the kiyum of shteim yachad. So you have to recreate the maisa. So how do you recreate the maisa? By creating a din maisa in the shel yad through mishmush and chizuk hakesher, and then you can mitzaref the shel rosh to the shel yad, and you can make the bracha on shtein yachad. And what the Baal Mor didn't like in the riff is that according to the riff, the shel rosh gets off from a bracha by happenstance because it's included under an umbrella of shneim yachad. So, but where's the shevach on the ikir chefzah shel mitzvah? That's missing. So that's what the Baal Mor doesn't like the riff. So then he has to learn that you make two brachas all the time. So right. So then, why does it say you make one, and if you suck, you make two? So the guy says, front to the shel rosh. So you have to, so then you got to go back to the shel yad. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the very last lines in the Baal Mor, in the Masechta. Last three lines over there. He brings down the Shita. So it seems all the Chachmei Tzachas all the way. I mean, like the Balach's Gedolos, and it's a big machlokes. So yeah, that's right. When the Baal Mor says, I'm quoting the Baal Mor from the Iran. Then he sees a title with the Dvarim v'neim Avera. He biyado leficha chozo mevarch bracha al tefila shel yad. Mamashmesh betefila shel yad mechazik hashem. So what does he mean? He doesn't mean that the Avera is that you caused an extra bracha. He means the Avera is that you didn't have the kiyum of shneim yachad and the ma'isa anachas tefila. Even though they're two different mitzvahs, but the seder kiyumam is yachad. So two different mitzvahs doesn't matter. It's a different treasurement, two different mitzvahs. How it's all the minyan in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's a separate problem. It's a separate area. But how something is all the minyan in Sefer HaMitzvahs is not totally in Asiyas HaMitzvah. The Asiyas HaMitzvah could involve both mitzvahs, the proper Asiyah. So what the Baal Mor is saying is that the proper Asiyah is only Shteim Yachad. So that's the way the Asiyas HaMitzvahs really should take form. So therefore, if you did what? If you were a Sach, it's a very biyado, because you were mevatel the Asiyas HaMitzvah kelchasa. Lefichach, therefore, chozer u'mevarech bracha al tefillah shel yad, in order to get the kiyum of the Seder Asiyas HaMitzvahs of Shteim Yachad. Because the Asiyas HaMitzvah has to be Shteim Yachad. That's the correct Derech Asiyah. So now that you messed up the Derech Asiyah by being a Sach, so now you have to be chozer and do the Asiyah again. But the Asiyah, a mitzvah according to the Baal Mor, is both mitzvahs yachad, even though they're two separate mitzvahs. That's the Seder Asiyah. He doesn't talk about that. He doesn't talk about Brach Shem Shuch. I mean, that's the Ran Zasek. But he doesn't seem to say that that's why it's an Avera, because it caused an extra bracha. He just says it's an Avera because you mavatl the Asiyah, a mitzvahs. And now the Seder Asiyah, a mitzvahs, is very specific over here. So you destroyed it. So now when you want to put on the tefillin shel rosh, so you can only put on the tefillin shel rosh, even though it's a mitzvah of Nats Musa, in its proper Seder. And what's the proper Seder? The proper Seder is only with the Anach Shel Yad first. So you have to go back now and retrace your steps and recreate the Asiyas HaMitzvah of Shteim Yachad. Another difference in the riff between the Baal Mor is that according to the riff, there's a tzura sam mitzvah of Anachas Shel Yad, and there's a tzura sam mitzvah of Anachas Shel Rosh. Two separate tzura sam mitzvahs. of course, you do them together as a kiyum shneim yachad. That's very nice. But according to the Balamor, the very tzuras ha-mitzvah of the shel rosh entails the tziruf of the shel yad, and demands the tziruf of the shel yad. So that's why he says, lefichach, since you were mevatel, so now you have to be chozer or mevarech and be memashmesh in the tefillin of shel yad, because the asiyas ha-mitzvah of shel rosh is tully in the shel yad. That's the nature of the asiyas ha-mitzvah. Because the it's true, the asiyas ha-mitzvah is, that's in the asiyas ha-mitzvah, shteim yachad. But it's a chefter shel mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, requires a bracha on the chefter shel mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. From the Lashon of Balmar, it's mashma, it's not just an extra kiyum. But lefichach aveira hi biyada. What's the aveira? So I didn't get the extra kiyum, it's an extra mitzvah, I didn't do it. What's the aveira? But the, and lefichach chozer umavarech. The implication is that it's an aveira because he distorted the proper asiyah insofar as the shorosh is concerned. Because it was a soch. So now he has to be chozer and do it properly. That's the smashman of Balamar. It seems, or does it, yes, right. The Balamar, it seems the Ran brings in over here that it's considered a Goren Brachash and Tzricha. That's the Avera. But the Balamar doesn't seem to say that way. He seems to say primarily it's Averi Biyadom, and therefore, Leficha Chazim Varach Bracha Shel Tfila Shel Yad. Al Tfila Shel Yad. So it seems the Balamar really doesn't hold from that Svara. That if you go, that because, that the Averi is that you're Gorim a Bracha Shein Tzricha. I mean, that's what it seems. So it seems to be a Machloikis over here, whether this is considered a Gorim Bracha Shein Tzricha. I mean, yeah. But the Gemara wants to say that it's a very beautiful chozuba meyocher muhammad. So if it's two averis over here, according to the Balamar, should have mentioned both. The yod, he's gone brachas shein tzricha. It's mashma from the Balamar that there's no problem with brachas shein tzricha. What about the riff? In other words, according to the Balamar, what we said yesterday was that the derech hasiyas ha-mitzvah v'anochas tefillin shel rosh is b'tziruf shel yad. That's the derech ha-mitzvah, derech hasiyas ha-mitzvah. That's the whole tziruf ha-mitzvah, even though it's two separate mitzvahs. But in derech hasiyas ha-mitzvah, the hasiyas b'yachad. So therefore, the averi b'yado is that he went against the derech hasiyas ha-mitzvah. Okay? And that's the avera. The fact that he was, you can't say he was gorim abracha shein etzricha, because he was not rashoi to do that. In other words, when a person is over an Avera, you don't say that he has two Avera. He's over the Avera, and then he's Garen Brach Shein Tzricha. Garen Brach Shein Tzricha is where he had Rishus to, he was Rashoi to do it. What? Well, you could be Yotze with one Bracha, and you don't. But over here, it wasn't the case that you could be Yotze with one Bracha. I mean, the case is that it's, that there's a specific way of doing it, and you went against that way. So you were over in Avera. And now, because you're over in Avera, now you're chayiv in another bracha. But that's not called the Gurn Bracha Shein Tzricha. And in other words, like this, that where do we say, what do we say Gurn Bracha Shein Tzricha? It means that the Gavra is the Gurn. That you have to go back for the cause and attribute it exclusively to the Gavra. But let's say there's a halachic system that's set up a certain way. And you deviate from that system, and now the system says, because you deviated, so now you're chayav in a bracha. So it's the deviation which is machayav in the bracha. It's the fact that you didn't do the asiyah properly. So it's the aveira that's machayav in the bracha, not the gavra. Because the aveira, once, in other words, there's a right way to do it, and once you do it the wrong way, so now the system tells you you're chayav in another bracha. So the Maisa Avera was the Gorin, not the Gavra. The only way you could relate it to the Gavra is if there's nothing else to relate it to. There's no Maisa Avera to relate it to. So then we have to say, so who's the cause? Oh, so he's a Gorin Mabrach. He's just on his own volition. He's Gorin Mabrach Shein Tzricha. That's a Bizui Lamakom. That he doesn't, he's not careful with the Shvach Hashem Makom. So he's acting arbitrarily. But where there's a specific method of doing something, and he does it improperly, and now the halacha says, because he did it improperly, so now you chayiv in another bracha. So it was the deviation from the halachic system that's machayiv in the bracha. Not that the gavra optionally determined he doesn't care about the Kfar Shamayim, and I'll make many brachas. It can't be attributed to the Gavra as the Goren, because the Maisa Vera stands in the way. So the Maisa Vera is where the attribution lies. Do you know what I mean? In other words, you can't, in Goren Bracha Shein Tzricha, it means the person was just playing around with the Kfar Shamayim. Could have done one bracha, and he didn't care, he did many brachas. So then it has to be something which is arbitrary. It has to be an arbitrariness. Like, for instance, he made a bracha on one thing, and then arbitrarily, he could have made one bracha to include many things. Arbitrarily, he didn't do that. Okay, that's the classic case of bracha shenas richa. Or let's say he benches in the middle, and then he washes again. I mean, he doesn't need to really, but he just feels like he wants to do it. It's not necessary, and he does it. It's arbitrary. So he's going to bracha shenas richa. Like the whole question about could you break the suit in half? And I mean, I'll bench now, and then I'll wash again in 5 minutes. I mean, he does something where he could have easily included it in one bracha, but he didn't do it. So there we say it's a pagam in the Kfar Shamayim, because arbitrarily he's making a lot of brachas. But where a person has a ma'isa avera, we don't say that there's no chacha that he's arbitrarily playing around with brachas. I mean, what he's doing is he did a ma'isa avera, and the ma'isa avera was goreim that he has to redo it, and he had to redo it with another bracha. It's a part of the system. That's the system. Do it this way. This is the way to do it. You didn't do it this way, so what to do? So you do another bracha. So the moment he didn't do it that way, he was mechayev in another bracha. Okay? But it wasn't arbitrarily something that he did, which is pogay in the klot mind, that he doesn't care about anything. Why he did the avera is the question. Something else. But he did a ma'is avera. So the whole din of bracha shein etzricha is only where it's muchach that the gavra is not chos on klot shemayim. But where he did a ma'is avera, he did a ma'is avera. Wasn't this? It's not. There's no hochacha that his whole asiyah was. Why did he do the ma'is avera? That's the question. The ma'is avera really is the cause. So you can't. There's no hochacha. It's not muchach that he simply has no concern for the Kfar Shamayim, and he's just arbitrarily. He doesn't care if he's mosif brachas. See, that's the isser of Goren Bracha Shein Tzricha. In Goren Bracha Shein Tzricha, it has to be a situation where the gavra demonstrates that he doesn't care about brachas. He doesn't care about being mosif and brachas. But where a person didn't have era, obviously there's a different consideration. It's not a chacha. Why do the ma'is avera stands in the way? Ma'is avera is really the cause. Why do you do the ma'is avera? Separate question. But there's no chacha that he's just a gavra that's a gon brachas and esrich. Where there's a ma'is avera, we don't say that the person intentionally wanted to do the ma'is avera. We don't say the person intentionally. That's ma'is avera. I mean, nobody wants to do ma'is avera. So you don't say there's intent on a ma'is avera. You say it was nichshal in a ma'is avera. But you don't say there's intent on the ma'is avera. So therefore, you can't say that there was intent to be garim a bracha shein etzricha, because it wasn't a ma'is avera. But it means that the Kfar Shamayim has to be in terms of brachas, not in terms of something else. So if the avera is going to bracha shein etzricha, so then the avera is that there's no Kfar Shamayim with regard to brachas. But if a person did another ma'is avera, that's not a hochacha that there's no Kfar Shamayim with regard to brachas. I mean, there's a ma'is avera there. He was involved in the ma'is avera. A person doesn't. There's a different situation there. The ma'is avera stands in the way of calling the gavra a person that has no concern about Osefas brachas. No. So your question is, David's question is, why don't I say it's still both? That he's both being a mafsik, which is an isser and tefillin, and I see enochas asiyas a mitzvah for tefillin for rosh, and also besides that, he's also involved in being gar and brachas shein etzricha. All right, yeah. But the answer is simple. The answer is when a person is putting on tefillin, if there's a mitzvah asiyah to put on the shel rosh in a certain way, why is he supposed to do it that way? He's supposed to do it that way because he shouldn't be garma bracha shein etzricha, Are we supposed to do it the way because the halacha is mechayev in this halachic structure? The answer is, obviously, that if the halacha is mechayev in this structure, his das is to do it that way because of the structure. So you can't say that his das is involved in a bracha sheina tzricha. Because the proper asiyas on mitzvah demands that you do it for that reason alone. Not because you shouldn't be going with bracha sheina tzricha. You don't say you should do the mitzvah this way. If this is the tzuras ha-mitzvah, so the machayev and the das and the kavanas adam is always to do the mitzvah because that's the essential way to do the mitzvah. Okay? So if he messes up in that, you can't say that bracha sheina tzricha was not a consideration. Because the primary consideration is how to do the mitzvah halachically. But if there is no halachic formula, so then there's only one consideration. The consideration of bracha sheina tzricha. So then it means that he was pogei on the kvod shamayim with regard to bracha sheina tzricha. Okay? Does that answer the question? In other words, like this. In other words, if the chovas on mitzvah is to do it kitzurasa, that the shel rosh should follow immediately the shel yad, that's the chovas tzuras on mitzvah, if that's the case, I mean, that machayev is the machayev, not bracha sheina tzricha. I mean, that's the machayev, that's what he's engaged in. He's engaged halachically in either being mekayim this or not being mekayim this. But there's no chovas bracha sheina tzricha that's chal on him, because the chovah that's chal on him is to do kilchasa. So you don't say, and besides that, if you don't do kilchasa, you're also chayev because you're going bracha sheina tzricha. That's not the way the halacha works. Once the halacha has a specific mandate, in other words, a specific structure, they have to do this way specifically. So that's the machayev, and that's what the person is engaged in. He's engaged in that asiyah. And that asiyah alone. So if he breaks it, he just breaks that asiyah. Bracha sheina tzricha never came into the picture. But if there's no tzuras on mitzvah, and there's only a question of bracha sheina tzricha, so that's what comes into the picture. It's bracha sheina tzricha. It's chal. But bracha sheina tzricha can't be chal with this specific tzuras asiyah on mitzvah. You can't say the specific tzuras asiyah on mitzvah is do it this way. And besides that, you have to do it the right way because you'll be gone with bracha sheina tzricha. No. You have to do it this way because this is the way. And that's the only machayev on that spot. And if he breaks it, that's the only thing he breaks. Because that's the only chiv that's chal on him. But if there is no machayev, then it's an arbitrary thing. Then the only thing that's before him is the possibility to be mosif and marba and brachas. And that is the isra of gar and brachas and tzricha. Okay? It doesn't put the gavra in a situation where there's a prisa shemayim b'negei brachos, that the gavra created a prisa shemayim b'negei brachos, because he wasn't in the parsha. He wasn't in the parsha of brachas. He was in the parsha of asiyas mitzvah kolchasa, not because of brachas. So his failure is measured in terms of the parsha that he's in. He's in that parsha, so he failed in that parsha. He didn't fail in Tzvah Baruch Hashem Tzvichah, because that Baruch Hashem Tzvichah never came on the horizon. Baruch Hashem Tzvichah is not an accidental avera. And because the avera entails the gavra showing a lack of kavod. So it has to be something which is in the... Which is in the horizon of the osa. If it's beyond the horizon, it didn't arrive yet. I mean, you can't say that the gavra was a pogea in the kvod shamayim. There was no situation of the kvod shamayim there to begin with. You see, the situation was a seisa mitzvah kolchasa, and that's what he failed in. So I resulted in the fact that his bracha, but bracha shen tzricha was not in the parsha. Yes, the rift does not hold the bracha shen tzricha. Why? Because the rift holds. Then what? Because the derech asiyah is.
Derech asiyah is just the two mitzvahs separately. And the kiyum biyachad is something separate.
Take the Ran. Why does the Ran hold it is a bracha sheina tzricha? So apparently the Ran holds that shteyam yachad is what? Is a kiyum. Is a kiyum. So you have a choice. But shteyam yachad is a kiyum. But it's not a halacha that the derech hanochas tefillin shel rosh is al yaday tziruf tefillin shel yad. No, tefillin shel rosh has its own mitzvah and its own parsha. But you can economize by being meniach shteyam yachad, and in other words, there is a kiyum of shteyam yachad anyways, but who says it doesn't have to be simultaneous? I mean, you can put the shel yad on first, and then later you put on the shel rosh. So you have a kiyum of shteyam yachad. But in the asiyas mitzvah, there's no shteyam yachad. It's just that if you do it, of course, it's preferable. Optimally, what you should do is you should always have the kiyum yachad. So therefore, at the same time, you put on the shel yad, you should be putting on the shel rosh. Okay? Because you'd always have the kim of shneim yachad. But the kim shneim yachad is a separate phenomenon. And the mitzvah is still, and each mitzvah is a separate one. So now you have the option. You could be machmer and do shneim yachad every minute. Okay? In which case you can make one bracha on shteihen. I mean, that's the way the Ran's learning. In which case you can make one bracha on both of them. Or if you're not so machmer, I mean, you'll say you'll wait a little later for the kiyum shneim yachad. That would be fine. The only problem is that if you do that, you're over the idea of bracha shena tzricha, because you could have done them together, and you didn't. So you created a bracha shena tzricha. That's the way the Ran learns. So the Ran is very good. The Ran is very good. Okay. So the machlek is the Ran and the Balamor, which was, I mean, it was fortuitous that we learned the Balamor yesterday that way. I mean, we sensed it in the Balamor. But that helps you with the machlokes, really. That according to the Balamor, it's halacha in the derech asiyas of mitzvah hanachas shel rosh. And according to the Ran, it's not halacha in the derech asiyah. It's just a kiyum of shneim yachad. So, therefore, I mean, you'll say, so I won't be so machmer shneim yachad. But the answer is, it's not up to you. Because by not being machmer shneim yachad, you're being gar a bracha shena tzricha, because you could have potted them both with one bracha. That's the Ran. Okay? I mean, the riff's v'af al pikein is important. V'af pikein what? Even though what? V'im sach mvorach shtayim. He says, so v'af al pikein. He says, kasha l'asiyach. So what's the, how do you learn v'af al pikein? How do you learn it? According to the Rift, the two mitzvahs. So each mitzvah really has its own bracha. The mitzvah shel yad is laniach, and shel rosh is al mitzvahs. So now you have a hechi timtza, where if you put on the shel rosh, right immediately after the shel yad, that the laniach will be toe-face to shel rosh in a different shevach of shneim yachad, and therefore once it was nitzvahs in a birkas shevach, so therefore, you're not machuiv in a bracha. So, and therefore, its original, real bracha never comes into play because it was nitfas in another bracha. It's a poter, pater. So in such a case, you don't say it's a bracha shein
etzricha. Because it really exists.
The bracha exists on the shel rosh al mitzvahs, because that's the nature of the shel rosh, demands that bracha. But the only thing is that if you do them both yachad, so then it'll be a poter. It'll be a poter. So, because it'll be nitfas in the kiyum of shneim yachad, right? But and you'll forfeit its essential bracha. But who says that if I want to do each one as a separate mitzvah, that I can't do it? Each one has its own bracha. I mean, it's a kiyum bracha on the nature of the mitzvah. So because I could have potted it with a different bracha that was not essential to the shel rosh, but because it comes under the umbrella of shneim yachad, I mean, that's not called garam bracha shneim tzricha. Because they're two separate mitzvahs, so they're naturally separate. By definition, they're separate mitzvahs, so they're naturally separate. So you didn't do anything to create a necessity for bracha. I mean, the mitzvahs are structured as separate entities. So each one has its own bracha. There's a hechi timtza where you could do it in one because of the kiyum of shneim yachad. That's true. But you can't be called a garm bracha shein etzricha if a cheftza shel mitzvah has its own bracha and you didn't go after an extraneous kiyum which would pata the mitzvah from its bracha. It has a separate mitzvah entitled to its own bracha. Mashani can't like besuda, in the middle of a suda. Then, I mean, you're actually doing something which is going to be the cause of the gavra having to be a mavarech again. See? Mashenikin over here, the reason, since it's a separate mitzvah, it's mechayev, really. Machmas atzmu, so it's really intrinsically mechayev in a bracha, and it's on bracha. So what you're doing is, all you're doing is that you're putting it in a situation where its own essence comes into being, and it's mechayev in its own bracha. You're not creating the chiyuv bracha. The chiyuv bracha stems from the fact that it's a separate mitzvah, a fnei atzmus, a different mitzvah. You could have done it in a different way. That's not called garam bracha shein tzricha. I mean, the nature of each mitzvah is separate, and each mitzvah has its own source bracha. So there's an extraneous way of doing it through a kiyum, through an extraneous kiyum, that you won't have to be mevarach on the mitzvah. That doesn't mean that if you don't do that, that you're going with bracha shein etzricha. The bracha is not because of you. The bracha is because of the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is different. And each mitzvah has its own birkas shevach assigned to it. There's an assignment of the bracha to that, to the shel rosh. Okay? And the only thing is that if you're osek b'shneim yachad, so then the one bracha of laniach can be potter. It'll be nichnas. It'll be because of the asiyah shneim yachad. It'll be nichnas yachad under the bracha. So then you won't be chayiv in the bracha of shel rosh. But if you don't do that and you treat it in its natural way as a separate mitzvah, which it is, and it has its own bracha, that's not called you or the garam. The garam was the fact that it's a separate mitzvah, and the separate mitzvah is mechayiv in its own bracha. The klot shemayim is to be garam a bracha shenetzricha. He's not being garam a bracha shenetzricha. I mean, the bracha. Yeah, he's not being potter. I mean, each is a separate mitzvah, and each one has its own bracha, except there's a hechi timtza where I wouldn't have to give it its bracha. But its bracha really is assigned to it before I come on the scene, before I do anything. But if in the middle of a suda, if I do something which is I walk out of the room and I come back and make another bracha, I eat an apple and I take a bite into the apple, and then I go out in the street, and then I come back in and I have to make another bracha. So I'm a garm bracha shen tzricha. I'm garm bracha shen tzricha because there's no second bracha assigned to each bite. I mean, you went out, and because you went out in the middle of your achila, so you're garm a bracha shen tzricha. So that's an issa. You're the garim. But over here, the tzuras ha-mitzvah is the garim. The garim is the tzuras ha-mitzvah. The only thing is, there is a hechi timtza where the tzuras ha-mitzvah will not come into existence to be mechayev and a bracha. That's not called you're the garim. There's two possibilities in the Ran. One possibility in the Ran is the Ran holds that you mechayev to economize on brachas. Go out of your way to economize. And anytime you can economize, and you don't, you're garim bracha shen tzricha. Whereas the Rif doesn't maintain that way. There's no chiyuv to go out of your way to economize. If you are a garim, you create a situation where you create a bracha shen tzricha, that's when you're chayev. Okay? That's the riff. But you could also say it's a different machlekes. The question is shneiham yachad just a din in the kiyum and the gavra, which means that really you have a tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. But there happens to be a kiyum of shneiham yachad. Because there happens to be such a kiyum, so you can make one bracha, and the shel rosh will be nitfas in the bracha of laniach. But you could say differently. You could say that the halacha is that the kiyum shneim yachad is a kiyum in the very maisa asiyas hanachas tefillin. The very maisa asiyah hanachas tefillin. So therefore, if that's the case, if it's a kiyum in the asiyah, so now you have an existing tzura of a kiyum, which you could use. It's an existing phenomenon that you could use in terms of the kiyum tefillin. So if you don't make use of that, so then it's a garam bracha shen tzricha. Because you didn't make use of that existing existing halachic structure. There's an existing halachic structure. And if you don't make use of the existing halachic structure, so then you're going bracha shen tzricha. But if there's no halachic structure, the Ram would agree. Then just because there is a kiyum, and because you can find the hechet tims of doing them together, so I didn't do them together. Each one is a separate bracha and a separate mitzvah. You see? You could say that either the Ram holds that you must economize wherever it's possible, or else the Ram maintains he disagrees with the Rif, and he holds that there's an existing tzuras kiyum of shneim yachad. In the very asiya, there's a kiyum of shneim yachad. So since there's a kiyum of shneim yachad, so then it's not. Then it means you had already a halachic structure through which one bracha suffices, and you chose a different halachic structure. So then you're gone with bracha shein tzricha. But if there's no halachic structure, you can't say that you chose anything. There was nothing there. It's just that there happens to be a kiyum, so I could have done it together. So I wasn't such a tzaddik, so I didn't do it together every minute. But you can't say it's going to bracha shen tzricha. I mean, each is a separate mitzvah, and each one's entitled to its own bracha. Yes.
So why do you say that?
Like the Kiyum and Lulav on Sukkot, by Anshir Shlaim, always we're working out with the Lulav and the Dalmidim. Why? Because it's a Kiyum. So he can't say a person's an Ovar Aver if he doesn't do the Kiyum. It is Mashma. It's Mashma in the Ran that he holds it that you have to economize. It's Mashma more like that pshat, which is more straight pshat, actually.
I mean,
he says, we should also ligram, lotam ligram, shehei chayv levar brachas harbei, kol she'ef shalosh shehei nifta bebrachachas. It's mashma. The second pshat is a little complicated. I mean, I'm not so, you know, I mean, it's you have to introduce a structure. You know what I mean? But this pshat is just straightforward. That the Ran holds, wherever you can economize, wherever you have the ability to economize, you have to go out of your way to economize. And if you don't, that itself is called Garam Bracha Shem Yisrael. Not that you have to be the cause of an extra bracha, but if you don't economize, that itself is the Avera of Garam Bracha Shem Yisrael. It's much more like that in the Ran. Kol She'ef Shalom. Kol She'ef Shalom She'ei Nifta B'Bracha Achas. Okay? All right, now we come to the hard part. But that everybody agrees, that if you're not confronted with the issue of Bracha Shem Yisrael, you can't be defined as a Garam. If you're confronted with a genuine halachic machayev, that's it. So that takes away your confrontation with Baruch Hashem Yisrael. So that's why where it's an Avera, you by definition cannot be involved in a Baruch Hashem Yisrael, because you're not confronting the issue of Baruch Hashem Yisrael. Okay? By Achila, the difference would be, if I have am I only over Baruch Hashem Yisrael, I have a given situation, and I break the situation of the Ptur Bracha, or no, do I have to go out of my way to set up the situation in a manner that I'm not chayiv in an extra bracha? I mean, that'll be machlekes, the Ran and the Rif, basically. One shot on the Kol Kach Lama, the Gemara says. The Golol Sefer Torah. So what does the Mishnah say over there? The Golol Sefer Torah. The Golol Sefer Torah. Right? So we're going to ask the question, So in other words, so he's saying that it's not chaser, right? So you shouldn't be motzi laws on a sefer Torah. So what does it got to do? What kind of halacha is that? Not be motzi laws on a sefer Torah. Yeah, same thing. Pogam, mishim pogama, shelo yomer chaser. Rashi says same exact thing. So apparently, you're not allowed to indicate that a sefer Torah is chaser. Why not? It's just sefer Torah. It's not going to know. So apparently, the covet of a sefer Torah, you have to treat the sefer Torah like it's a personality. That's the halacha that covers Sefer Torah. So just like by personality, you wouldn't want to say he's lacking. So the nihu covered with a Sefer Torah is like a nihu covered with a gavra. Apparently that's halacha. Yeah, Shabbos also. Shabbos also you treat as a... Yeah, Shabbos also you treat like a personality. Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbos, like the Rav said. So you sing a shir to the Yom HaShabbos, like it's a personality. Boi Kala, Boi Kala. That's right, Te Kriya, that's right, Te Kriya. And you're right, yeah. That's right. So apparently those things that are Eidus L'chol Boy Olam, that the existence of the Creator, that is Mutter, or Yimachuyev to treat like a personality. That's why Yontif is not, only Shabbos, because Mekadesh is Vomit. Yeah, and Mizbeach also, and Mizbeach, he says, Yofi L'chol Mizbeach, Yofi L'chol Mizbeach. Listen, God's good, let's go Levas V'Lav, right, yeah. Daf Memei Amud Beis, B'Shas P'ti Rosam Mahin Omrim, so the Mishnah says, Yofi l'chol mizbeach, Yofi l'chol mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, L'kov alach mizbeach, L'kov alach mizbeach. So the Gemara asks a question. It's what? Kol mishat shasham davach nechem ra'olam shnei bud l'ashem levado. Hoch gam l'kov anach nemodim, l'chol anu mishabchen. L'kov anach nemodim, l'chol anu mekalsen. L'kov uvelach, and it wasn't as a cover as well. L'kohen modim shul l'kenu, v'lochem m'shapshin shat achavav l'fonav l'chaper aleinu. Modim lav lashin hod el lashin toda. Shanu modim bov l'kofrim. So apparently, Yeah, so I understand Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says you can only do it, you can't just say Yofi L'chol Mizbeach, treat it as a personality, but you have to say L'kah. So when you say L'kah, so now you're mafkia the thing, you're saying you're only giving it the covet of a personality, because L'chol on a modem. So L'kah on a modem, L'chol on a modem. I'm sorry, L'kah on a modem, L'chol on a meshapchen. So L'kah on a modem is L'kah on a modem means that there's no danger in treating the Mizbeach like a personality because it's saying L'kah on a modem. So that's why you can say L'kah on a meshapchen, because it's a great instrument and vehicle of perfection. It's necessary. And if there was no kapara, we couldn't exist. So therefore, you could treat it like a personality, but only if you say l'kah on a modem. But if you just say l'kah, I can't say because it's nekem and olam. But apparently, the fact that you say l'kah on a modem is mati you to treat it like a personality. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Tanakama says no, that you could just say yofil chomes beach, yofil chomes beach. Because intrinsically, it's understood that it's given as a vehicle of kapara, which is without which man can't exist. So anything which demonstrates the manifests. So how would you, right? In other words, Mizbeach represents the relationship between man and God. It's the relationship. His relationship is that he's constantly a chote and needs kapara. So it's the essential relationship between man and God. Whereas Shabbos simply manifests HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So either if it manifests HaKadosh Baruch Hu or if it demonstrates the relationship, the intrinsic necessary relationship between man and God, so then it's mutter to treat it as a personality. Because of the reason is because it's an extension of the Kavod HaShechina. It's an extension of the Kavod HaShechina. That's what it is. Since it's so closely tied to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to exist, that the nature of man is that he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Mizbeach, so it requires the Kavod HaShechina allows you or requires you to treat it like a personality. Sefer Torah is Eidus Lechol Borei Olam, that there's a Borei Olam. So since it's Eidus, that there's a Borei Olam, so it demands that you treat it like a personality because of the Kavod HaShechina. But it's Muchach, it's two things. It demands the Kavod, and also it's Muchach that the Kavod is to God and not to the thing. Like by Shabbos. It's Muchach, because Shabbos is Brias Olam. So it's Muchach, by giving Kavod to Shabbos, that you're giving Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it's intrinsically tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's muchach that way. So it's matir you to do it. It's matir and it's machayev. But that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you have to say l'kah on a modem, l'loch on a makalsim. Because otherwise, he holds by mizbeach is not intrinsic. So by mizbeach, since you say l'kah on a modem, so once you say l'kah on a modem, so it's muchach that it's the kavod HaShechina. The kavod HaShechina is in existence. So once you bring into existence the Kavod HaShechina, so now you're mechuyev to treat it with Kavod, like a personality, and it's matir treating it with Kavod like a personality. It's both a matir and a machayev. It's both. But the machlekes is Mizbeach intrinsically a matir and a machayev because of the significance of Mizbeach and the fact that Mizbeach is really, what does Gemara say, Mimakam Kaparasa Nivra, that man was Nivra from the Afar near the Mizbeach. So it means it's intrinsically necessary for his existence and his relationship to God to have Mizbeach. It's an essential component of his existence. And his existence, the whole value of his existence is his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's tied to the Kavod HaShechina. So the Kavod HaShechina demands that you treat it with Kavod like a personality. And it's a matir. The only machlekes is it intrinsic, Mizbeach? Or you have to say, l'kah on a modem, v'loch on a meshapchen. That's the machlekes. Yeah, the essence of the Mikdash is Mizbeach. Like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Bezman Hazeh She'en Lanu Mizbeach Kapara. So Mizbeach is the essence of Mikdash. Yeah, that's right. Makif the Mizbeach with the Arava. Right, that's right. You're right. That's the Gemara, B'Shas P'Thirasim. Yes, Shabbos is an os. I mean, it's not a physical thing; it's invisible, but it's the concept of Bria Shemayim Varetz. Yeah. Amar Avuna Bereidu Rav Yeshua Amar Rav Sheshes Lefishein Golun Sefer Torah B'Sibur Dafayin Amud Aleph in Yuma. Why Mipnei Kvod HaTzibur? Okay, so that's why you can't do Glula. Right? Sheyiyu Mitzapin V'Domimin L'Kach. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi's saying that when you put a person in a state of waiting, that's not a covet. In other words, what's the big deal over here? So ain't golden safe there, but see, why? They covet a seba. What's the one covet a seba? So they'll wait a few minutes. So you can't have a hefsek. That's not covet a seba. The answer is a hefsek wouldn't be a problem. You have many hefsekers. But the problem is that they're waiting, you're putting them in a state that they're waiting for something. In other words, they're waiting to get to that parsha. So that state of waiting is a bezayon. That's what Rashi's saying. You put a person in a state of waiting, so that's a bezayon. Yeah, why is that? It's not doing anything in derech bezayon because you have no choice here. You learned the achrimos and the amar, and now you have to be goel to bamidbar. So what am I doing wrong? I mean, how am I being mevazeh the tzibur? Yes. In other words, the covered Adam is when man is majestic. A person is majestic, he's not in a state of need, in a state of want. When you put him in a state of want, then you're degrading him. See, when he's in a high level, he has a certain, like a melech. A melech is not in a state of want. A melech is in control. I mean, he has what he needs. So to put a melech, if a melech is in a state of want and need, that's contrary to the whole concept of malchus. So the tzibur is the same way. That the tzibur, you have to have kavod for the tzibur. It means that they have a certain aura of majesty about them, that they're not in a state of need. But the moment you're being golo sefer Torah, and now they have to wait for that spot, so now you're pushing them into a state of need, so that's already a priest's kavod. Need and want means that the person is on a low level. When man, the grandeur of man is that he's self-sufficient, he doesn't need anything, he's basically taking care of himself. That's majestic. But where a person is in a state of want and need, that's like an ani, that's like a bazaar. So that's a Rashi. Rashi defines why you can't be gold, safe, atar, but sibur. Not because of the time, because they're waiting for the spot. Yeah, it's a good question. Rashi says mitzapin v'domimin. Why didn't he just say mitzapin lakach? That's right. If the person is preoccupied in doing something else, so then it lacks in the mitzapin. But here, it's an exclusive mitzapin because there's nothing to do. So all they're doing is mitzapin, and they can't do anything else. They're domimin. So that means it's exclusive mitzapin. Exclusive mitzapin puts the person in a state of want and need. So that's a state of bazaar. You can't do that. Yeah, why don't you say waiting for the Sefer Torah is a cover for the Sefer Torah? Because I think, you see, waiting for the Sefer Torah itself, that would be a cover for the Sefer Torah. But waiting until you go there, a certain spot, that's not a cover for the Sefer Torah itself. That's just a function. Now you're waiting for the function of Glila. You're not waiting for the, it's not covered a Torah. The Torah is the whole Torah, not this spot or that spot. So that's, you're just waiting until the golel to get to that spot. So the kavod Torah is not, there's no kavod Torah more in this spot than on the other spot. So you're just waiting for the function of glila. That's not called kavod Torah. So it's a function. Matter of fact, I say it's not a kavod. If you're waiting for the king to get into his proper garb, that indicates that the king is not proper. So it's not a kavod altogether. Because you're implying that he's not in his royal state. So it's not a covenant. I mean, on the contrary, I would say also over the same thing also, that the Sefer Torah is not in a good state, because the state of Kriya really is, it's not open to the right place. So that also is a, so there's no covenant to wait for the Sefer Torah to get to the right place. But basically, covenant Torah is covenant Torah, not the function of Lula. The Gemara says, but there's another alternative, and I see Achrini v'Nikri. So bring another Sefer Torah. Okay, plenty of Sefer Torah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar mishum pegamo shel rishon, because it will be a pegam, a bezoyin for the first one, because it looked like the first one is chaser. The Reish Lakish amar mishum bracha shein etzricha. Bracha shein etzricha shehei tzarech lachzor levarech. Okay. So the question is, I mean, why is it, well, first of all, why is it chayav lachzor levarech? In other words, the first bracha goes on all the kriyas, and now if you bring out a new sefer Torah, you're going to be chayav lachzor levarech. Apparently, when you bring out the sefer Torah, it's a new kviyas of kriya. It's a new kviyas of kriya. So it's not the fact that it's a new kriya, because bal peh, there's no extra bracha bal peh. But if you bring out a new sefer, so it means you're being kaveh yourself for a new kriya, for a different kriya. So it's like a new, yeah, that's right. You have a raya, really, because the pasuk says, how do you know you have to stand for baruch hu, right? So I think it says, ubefischo amdu kolam. When they opened up the Sefer Torah, everybody stood up. Davar shebikdusha. So you see that the Davar shebikdusha, the din in Kriyas Torah of Davar shebikdusha, is totally in the cheftza shel Sefer Torah. When they opened up, that's by Ezra. So when they opened it up, so the whole Am stood up. Why? Because opening up the Sefer Torah is Kaveya, the Kriya, and it renders the Sefer Torah, Kriya Sefer Torah, Dovah Shevek Dusha. Befischo Am Dukolam. So you see that has to do with literally opening the Sefer Torah, not the Kriya itself. So if you bring in a new Sefer Torah, you open it up again. So the moment you open it, do the mice of opening it, that's a new chesed shel kriya. Yeah, it's also to talk after that. That's right. Yeah, that's it. You learn amdu kolam means you stop talking. If I'm not mistaken, right? Learn amdu means yidaram, yeah, but fiscal amdu kolam, right. True, yeah, that's true. When you bow down by Hagba. So that's because you treat it like a personality, you bow down to it. That's the Ramban. And it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, when you open up the sefer, you're being kovei a new davar shebikdusha. That's good. Yeah. When you open it up, you're not allowed to open it up. And what does the Rav say? When you open it up, it's mechayev and a kriya. So you shouldn't. A lot of people make a mistake. They open it up, and then they close it, and they make the bracha. You're not allowed to do that. So it's mechayev and a kriya. That's good.
So when we roll the sefer Torah,
that's an each aliyah. Yeah. Now the main problem that dvarim shebechsav yatar sheilum bal peh. That's the klal, right? So why is it that when they pegamo shel rishon, it's mater such a serious isser of dvarim shebechsav yetar shalom b'peh? I mean, you have an isser here, you have an isser deraisa. So you say that why don't you bring another sefer Torah? Because pegamo shel rishon. So because pegamo shel rishon will be over an isser deraisa. Or let's say you'll say it's matzrich a bracha shein etzricha. First of all, why is it a bracha shein etzricha? I mean, it's bracha shein etzricha. Because the way to lane is always from Tochak Sav. So that's the way to lane. So where's the Ein Tzricha? The nature of Kriya is, it must be Mitochak Sav, because Zvon Shabach Sav Yatar Shalom Lomar Valpeh. So why is this considered, that's been a big kash over here? Over there you say, okay, maybe because it's not there or whatever. But over here he's saying it's a Brach Shein Tzricha. Why is it a Brach Shein Tzricha? No, Adarava. It's a Brach Shein Tzricha. Because the nature of Kriya is such, that's Mechayev in a Ksav. So it's Mechayev in a Sefer Torah. So why then it's Richa? I mean, it's no, the Allah is mechayev you in a bracha over here. That's the problem. Yeah, certainly according to the Rif, he's not being frivolous with brachas, even though Yaakov is right. Kavod HaTzibur is extraneous to Hilchos Sefer Torah. And that's a good point. So it is extraneous, but the fact is, why is he called a Gorim Bracha Shein Tzricha by bringing in a new Sefer Torah? I mean, he can't be Golel, because Kavod HaTzibur, so that's out. Now, I mean, he has no choice. He has no choice. So he has to bring in a new Sefer Torah. That's called Gorim Bracha Shein Tzricha. So the Yerushalmi says that what you read in Pinchas is really not essential, in one word. Right? It's not essential. Why isn't it? It's Ein El Kamaget Avodas Hayom. Why? It's Musafin. You didn't have Musafin yet. So apparently the Kriyas Kohen Gadol is tied to the Avodas Hayom. So Avodas Hayom is two things. Avodas Hayom is Achrimos, and then the Kedushas Hayom of Parshas Emor. Right? But Musafin is just Stam. He's describing what else goes on in the day. So it's extra. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Okay, so since it's extra, so therefore, you could be Kari Bal Peh. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Correct? Masha Choz V'Kar Basher V'Chamaz V'Kudim Ein El Kamagat V'Vos Yom L'Ficha Chiturru Bal Peh The Ilo Havakayim Alon Da Osa Likro Al Peh Dvarim Shebachsav U'min Yerushalmi Azel L'Madnu Tiritz L'Masha Kshinu Hei Echoy Akari Koin Dvarim Shebachsav Al Peh. How can you do that? It's an Isser. Okay. So what's the answer? So the answer is, so how do we answer this question? I mean, what was Ritva saying, really? I mean, it's not Iker, it is Iker. But Varm Shabbat Savit, Shalom, Shalom, Rapah. What's the answer? Yes, all right. Yeah, you're right. He would make a bracha on it for being the safer. So it sounds like Chris Thur. So what does it mean? He's just a Magid? Can't take guys' Karabatar and make him into a Magid. Sidur Shalom Yom means the Seder Ayom. The intrinsic, essential Seder Ayom. So that's what I said before, because the Kriya's kind of gadol is on his avodah, is related to his avodah. His avodah is tied to two things, the Kedusha Sayyam and the avodah Sayyam, which is described in Achrimos. So he says, that's Sidur Shalyam. That's the essential avodah. But Musafin is excluded. Musafin is a separate thing. Musafin. So... No, but it's not part of what the Kohen Gadol, not the essential of the Kohen Gadol is not the Musafin. Musafin is stam, every day you have Musafin. But on Yom Kippur, that's why it's an Achrimos. On Yom Kippur, there's a special kium of the Avodas Hayom.
Why does he say Shekvar Kar?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because if he didn't read, why he says Shekvar Kar, Seder Parshas Emor? Because if he didn't read Emor, then I would say, because it says Kol Malacha Lo Sasu, so that's why you need it. Because it does say that in Pinchas. So if you didn't read Parshas Emor, so then Pinchas would be essential. Because you have to mention Kedusha Yom of Issa Malacha. You're right. And Achrimas also says Kamalach Lassasa. Kamalach Lassasa is what we have as Ocham. Yeah. It's a good question. I mean, so why does he say because you're laying Emor? Why doesn't he say because you're laying Achrimas and Emor? Sachramas essentially is really Avodah Sayyam, and Emma essentially is Kedusha Sayyam. His Lashon is, but if you wouldn't have lain Achrimos, if you wouldn't have lain Parshas Emor, so then he is Mashma that he would lain the Ba'asa Shebacham Shebakudim. I don't know why he says Parshas Emor. He does say before that they were matir to do glila, kivin shu tzarach l'sidur shalyom. So that's sidur shalyom. So sidur shalyom is two things. I mean, why he says kivin shekvar kar said Parshas Emor? I don't know. Maybe it just means because he finished the sidur shalyom. He finished the sidur shalyom. That's what he means. He already finished the sidur shalyom because he relayed Parshas Emor. And Parshas Emor is necessary for the Sidur Shalyam, because that's the Machayev of the whole, the Kedusha Sayyam is the Machayev of the whole Seder Avodah. That's correct. Anyways, but what's the answer? All right, so what's the answer? Yes. The same thing. Okay, same answer. So what's his answer? But then he says, even the person that reads Torah Shebachsav, L'chovas Kriyasa V'lomda, Afilu B'yachid Asa L'kral Peh. I mean, now he's stretching a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So let's leave that. But the first thing, what's the first major answer? What's the major point there? Yes, go ahead. Now, I think the pshat is like this, that what he's saying is that the halacha of Dvar Shebachsav, Yetar Asher Elom HaBalpeh, means because you're being Mishana, the Chefza of Torah Shebachsav. The Chefza of Torah Shebachsav must be Menaksav. So you're being Mishana the Chefza. You're making it into something that's not. It's not Nitin Lomar Bopeh. Okay? So he says, so the Torah Shebachsav has a certain Tzura. Part of the Tzura, Torah Shebachsav, is that the Kriya must be always Menaksav. So what he's saying is like this, that when are you being koveya the chefza as a chefza when it's a chova? When you make, if it's a chova, then that means that you're taking this chefza and you're presenting it kitzurasa. Because the chova renders it something which is an object that you're presenting kitzurasa, because it's a chova. But if you're just casually reading, so who says that this reading is a demonstration of the tzurasa chefza? Just casual reading. See? Masha'ina kein, if it's a chova, then it has to be kitzurasa. So therefore, if it's a chova, and you do what? And you read about peh, you're being mishana the tzurasa dala. Okay. Now what about the last case? Oh, so kriyashma, what? Because that's when it's in other words, it's only it's you're only being koveya as a chefza if it's a chova skriya betzibur. Because in other words, when you make it into a kriya betzibur, so that's when you're presenting the chefza to the tzibur as an identity. But if you're just saying something by yourself, you're not doing that. In other words, it's only when you're presenting it to the tzibur. So there's a, in other words, apparently there's a kiyum of presenting a chefta shel Torah to the tzibur. Kriya b'tzibur is a kiyum at Araisa. There's such a phenomenon. See, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, even though it's Takanas Chum. But there's an entity of kriya b'tzibur. So kriya b'tzibur is koveya, the shem Torah shebechsav. But if you're just saying it by yourself, you're walking on the road and you're saying Krishma, I mean, that's not a kviyas of Torah shebechsav. That's not a tzuras kviyas of Torah shebechsav. That's why he says, "Shlorosa gal peel dvarim shebechsav sheim echovas kviyasiu." Avol psukim shadam kar l'shinun ba'alma. That's why he says l'shinun ba'alma derech shevach utfila v'odor. That's not really called kviyas achefta, because it's not a derech of kviyas achefta. It's a derech shinun. It's derech shevach, so it's not taking the chefta and presenting it to the tzibur, that this is a chefz of Torah Shabbosav. That's not the function. The real function you're doing is because of Shevach. Just so happens that the Shevach is Torah Shabbosav. But it's not being koveya the chefz as a chefz of Torah Shabbosav. That's not the purpose. But Kriya B'tzibur, that's what you're doing by Kriya B'tzibur. You're being korei B'tzibur, this chefz of Torah Shabbosav. And you're fixing a chefza. You're saying this is the chefza of Tarshu B'Tzav. But if you're doing just Lashinun Balma, that apparently holds is not considered being kaveh the chefza. So therefore, it's not a distortion of the chefza. It's only a distortion of the chefza if you're in the process of being kaveh the chefza. Yes, because it's not a chova. In other words, if it's not a chova. So the chova is what makes it, the entity of chova. Chova makes it into an entity. Now the chova, since there's a chova, you must present it kitzurasa. What? So he says, it's just a kriya balma. Kriya balma, yeah. It's not part of chova seder ayam. It's not a chova. If it's not a chova, then you can't say that you're presenting the thing kitzurasa. Okay? That's what he's saying. But it's interesting, he says, "Umiyanir shafa kari teresh b'chsav lechovas kriyasa v'lomda." He means just for limud, right? So he says, "Afilu biyachadaser lekrape." Why? Why is that? Because apparently in limud he holds that is kitzurasa. Limud has to be kitzurasa because that's what limud is. Right, that's right. So therefore, if you're learning yourself, so you're engaged in the Torah in limud haTorah. So limud has to be Torah shebal peh, Torah shebechsav, Torah shebal peh. So then the Torah, then it has to be kitzurasa if it's limud. But if it's just derech shinun ba'alma, derech shevach utfilo avodah, that's not considered being koveya the chefta. So the question is, when are you koveya the chefta? So if it's a chova, it's a kviyas. Or if it's limud haTorah. That's what the Rav says. Okay, so why does the Gemara ask for nisi sefer Torah achar the nikri? I mean, nisi achrin of nikri? Well, what's the, we don't have to. So apparently, wherever it's a kiyum, wherever you could present Torah Shebachsav Kitzurasa, so you should do it. I mean, it's not an isser, you're not violating Torah Shebachsav, but it's a kiyum. So therefore, you should do it that way. So the Gemara says, but you can't, because if you, that kiyum would be cause of bracha shein tzricha. Okay? I would say the kiyum is not in the fact that it's Torah Shebachsav. The kiyum is it's a covered HaTorah. It's a covet of the Torah. That since its rightful way is to be read from the Sefer Torah, so that's a covet of the Torah. So therefore, if you don't do it that way, it lacks in covet of the Torah. Lacks in covet of the Torah. But it's not an Isser of Zoran Shabbosav. But you can't do something which is a key in covet of the Torah if it's going to be gone Baruch Shem Yitzchak. Okay. So the Mechaber Paskins, in Kuf Mem Gimel Dalet, that if you find the Tais and Sefer Torah, so his formula is very simple. L'chatchilim b'di'evet. That b'di'evet, we say whatever you learn counts. So that's why he says, U'maschilim makam shenim tzatos. What he means by that is, the guy finished the aliyah, so that's fine, and now you just mashlim the kriyim and the Sefer Torah kosher, because that's l'chatchila. Okay? But if the Tais is found in the middle of the aliyah, so now the Ola has a chance now to be Mesakein L'chatchila and to read three psukim from the Sefer Torah Kosher. So if he doesn't do that, so he's relying L'chatchila on Sefer Torah Apostle. You can't do that. You can't rely L'chatchila on Sefer Torah Apostle, only be the Evet. Okay? So that's the Mechaber's formula. But the interesting thing in the Mechaber is that he holds, even though you take out a new Sefer Torah, so you're not Mevarech L'Fonela. So that seems to be against the Gemara in Yuma. Because the Gemara in Yuma says that why don't you take out another Sefer Torah? Be for the Kain Gadol and the Barsa Sheba Chama Sheba Kudim. So he says, why? Because you'll be Bracha Shein Tzricha. So apparently if you take out a new Sefer Torah, you're Chayav in a Bracha. So it's against the Gemara in Yuma. So what do you see from this? That the Mechaber learns that it's Machlekes. Why does Gemara give two terutz? And one says because of the this reason, because of the Baruch Shem Tzricha. But the other Mandama says no, because Pegamos HaRishon. So he holds the Machlekes. That why does Gemara say Pegamos HaRishon? Because they don't hold that you'd be chayev in a new bracha if you motzi a new Sefer Torah. So he paskins like that. That's the Mechaber. To the Rambam, you can say it like this. And Rambam says like this. He says, "Kol echad vechad min akorin poseach sefer Torah u'mabit l'makom shukare, shukare bar. Va'achak kach omer baruchu es Hashem ha'mavarach. V'chol ha'am onim baruch Hashem ha'mavarach l'anavoy." So you see that besides just the kriya, but the psicha sefer Torah is koveya the davar shebedusha. Because he opens up the Sefer Torah, and he looks at the place, and that's when he says Baruch Hashem Amvarach. So even though you could do a kriya without a Sefer Torah, but when you have a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah functions in a specific way to be koveya the davar shebekdusha. Because otherwise it wouldn't matter. I mean, what does it matter what you're doing with Sefer Torah? As long as the kriya is baal peh, I mean, if kriya baal peh is a din kriya, so what difference does it make? So apparently, even though the kriya baal peh is a din kriya, 100% according to Rambam, but when you have a sefer Torah, there is a tziruf between the sefer Torah and between the kriya, and the sefer Torah is a koveya in terms of the ola, the davar shebekdusha, because he opens it up, he looks inside, and he says Baruch Hashem Avarach. So it's koveya the davar shebekdusha in kriyas Torah. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the machlekes would be like this: that according to the mandam, it holds you don't make a bracha. So he holds because the bracha is essentially on the kriya, and kriya is baal peh. So the sefer Torah is l'mayel v'lamaret. But according to the mandam, it holds it's going bracha shein tzricha. He holds because since with the sefer Torah is koveya the davar shebekdusha. So a new kviyas of davar shebekdusha is machayev in a new bracha. That's the way the Rambam will learn all machlokes. According to the Rambam is very good. I mean, it's not like according to the Rambam, the Sefer Torah doesn't function. Even though you could have kriya baal peh, but the Sefer Torah functions in terms of being kaveh the davar shebekdusha. So the Shitza Mardechai is that you can't bring out a new Sefer Torah in the middle of the Aliyah, because then you'll have the same problem that you have in Yuma. You go in Baruch Hashem Tzricha. So therefore, it's a Yefshir. So you finish the Kriya, even though it's Kriya Baal Peh, because the Rosh Hashanah is Batel. That's basically the halacha in Yuma. That wherever it's the Efshir, you say Dvarim Shebichsav is Mutal Omer and Baal Peh. And let's say the Ola finished, so he makes a bracha lacharea in the Sefer that's possible, because he has no choice, and he has a heter of Dvarim Shebichsav Atorah Shalom Baal Peh. And then you bring out a new sefer for the next cover because it's too gavri, so there's no problem. Okay? In other words, what he's doing in bracha, in Ilchas bracha, so the bracha really went on all three kriyas. So you're being mevatel the tziruf between the bracha and between the third kriya. So in order not to be mevatel the tziruf, you're being kareh dvarim shebichsav baal peh. So you have a reason for doing it. So you have a reason for doing it. So when you have a reason for doing it, it's not called distorting the halachic system. In other words, like this, that what's the whole time of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Asher Olam Baal Peh? It's not that there's an Issa Maisa. The Issa is that you're not allowed to, you have to preserve the halachic system. So the halachic system is that Dvarim Shebichsav have a special status and require a special Litzurah of Kriya. So if you're doing it because you don't want to be Mevatel Abracha, you don't want to be mevatel tziruf between the bracha and the third aliyah, so then you're doing it because of the system. So you're not it's not considered like you're distorting the system because it's eyefsh. All right, so we're explaining zeres hakasev of the v'yelos al yadchol zikaron be'nechot tzarach zechira v'avaya ka'achas. Okay. So we're saying, what kind of a halach is this? So we said, and why is it that there's a din maisa, and you could say lohaniach on the shel yad and the shel rosh, that the shel rosh somehow ordinarily doesn't have a din maisa? You just say al mitzvahs, because it's just a state. There's no kshira there, but now somehow the shel rosh is going to be nitzvahs in the din maisa, and the bracha of lohaniach will cover it. I mean, how does that work? So he says, based on two ideas. One idea is that there's a kiyum in the gavra of shel yad and shel rosh. So he puts on the shel yad at 10 o'clock and the shel rosh at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, he has a kiyum shneim yachad. That's a kiyum in the reisa. Okay? And the other concept is, well, actually, it's three concepts. The other concept is that there is the whole entity of tefillin, the whole institution of tefillin, the essence of tefillin, it changes the gavra. And that's why the Torah says in brachas, that there's a bracha, some of the Yishami says that when you take off your tefillin, you say lishmo chukov, because now you're in a state of privation from tefillin. So tefillin is the state of the gavra. So since that's the case, so there is a difference qualitatively between the gavra changing his state piecemeal, like first he puts on the shel yad, and then now later he puts on the shel rosh, or where the gavra changes himself instantaneously. He embraces the full change in shinui in the gavra of tefillin. That's a different gavra. That's a different kiyum in the gavra. Okay? So therefore, that's why you have the gzeres hakasev of zechira and havaya. Havaya and zechira. So zechira, havaya, ka'achas. That's why, in other words, that gzeres hakasev really emerges naturally from tefillin. It's not a new din maisa. It emerges naturally from when you analyze the whole structure of tone and what it does. It's kiyumim and the shinui and the gavra. Now, since there's a din in the shinui and the gavra of ka'achas, that's in terms of the gavra, it's a different effect on tefillin that it has on him. He received a different, complete effect of tone. Since there's a din like that. So now simultaneity comes into the picture. Because in order to effectuate that, it must be done simultaneously. Ka'achas. So since ka'achas emerges, simultaneity emerges, so now there's a din maisa, because you can't have simultaneity without maisa. So now maisa comes into the picture. And once you have maisa in the picture, now the bracha lo'aniach will cover Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, because the Shel Rosh comes nitfas in a din maisa of the Havaya Ka'achas. Okay? And this would explain also why, according to the Rif, the fact that he doesn't do it, even though it's a great kiyum, but the fact that he doesn't do it doesn't make him an avaya. I mean, it's true, he didn't really avail himself of the full shinui in the gavra of tefillin, but nonetheless, he's not considered an avaya. He's not considered an avaya. But if he's soch, he is. Yeah, so what we wanted to answer to the, wanted to add, rather, to the ritva, that only when it's a chova. What is the idea of chova? Because when you have a chova, so the chova has to grab onto the thing kitzurasa. So it comes out, since it's a chova, you're presenting it to the am kitzurasa. And this is not the right surah. But where it's simply shinun ba'alma, so there's no presentations, then there's no problem. But where he's learning himself, it's a chova, and therefore he is coining it in the wrong way, if it's Baal Peh. Wherever it's a chova, it means you are presenting the thing kitzurasa. And that's where the yisur arises. That's, I think, that's a little better. Okay, so I want to explain the modify. Okay, why? What does Eifshir have to do with it? And why is it where it's Eifshir? So then we say that you can read Baal Peh. Why don't you say that it's on the contrary? So that's why you have to read Brianu Sefer Torah, and it's not a Brach Shenet Shricha, because that's right. Yeah, sure. Same thing. Why does this one go first? So yeah. So the question of Mordechai is, what is the Yefshir? I mean, why do I say that now it's Yefshir? So therefore, I could do a Baal Peh. Say on the contrary. Say that it's Yefshir, so I have to bring another Sefer Torah. And once I have to bring another Sefer Torah, so I have to be Mevarach Lefon El. Okay? So I was thinking like this, that what is the din? There's two dinim. Dvarim Shebachsav Yetzor HaShoy Lomar Baal Peh, and then Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yetzor HaShoy Litnam Bachsav. Right? So these two halachas, I mean, what is the nature of the halacha? So the Rambam says, with regard to Dvarim Shebaal Peh, that you are Rashoi to put them in Ksav, but only privately. Okay, only privately. But and Chazal always had their own private notes that they kept for themselves. But to publish it, or to make it public, that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because Dvar Shebaal Peh are the keys to the whole Derech HaLimud, to the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. And you can't have them in the hands of people that are unqualified. So that's why it has to be Ish Mipi Ish, and that system is the only system that safeguards the system, so you know who knows how to learn, who doesn't know how to learn. And you're not allowed to give out the information to other people who will not know how to use it and misuse it. Because that's the whole Torah, is Torah Shebaal Peh. Correct? So that's what the Rambam says. And I don't think that they most agree with him. I don't think there's an argument on that. Because the thing is open Chazal, but they had notes. So, yeah. So what do you see from that? So you see that in Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatar Ashoi Litnan Bechsav, is a halacha in Shmira Satara. In Shmira Satara. Okay? That's what it's halacha. That you have to guard it, and you can't allow it to fall into hands that will destroy it. Okay? So now, if that's the case, so we should assume that the same is true by Dvarim Shebechsav, Yatar Ashoi Lomram Baal Peh. That's halacha in Shmira of the Torah. So why is that halacha in Shmira of the Torah? It's not halacha that you can't say it Baal Peh, that it's an Isser Amira. Just like by Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatar Ashoi Litnan Bechsav is not an Isser Ksiva. But it's an Isser to fail to safeguard the Torah. So over here as well, Dvarim Shebechsav, Yatar Ashoi Litnan Baal Peh has to be the same way, the same Isser. So what is the Isser? What is the Isser? The Isser is because Dvarim Shebechsav, the Kedusha of Dvarim Shebechsav and the Kedusha of Dvarim Shebaal Peh are two different Kedushas. What's the difference? The kedusha of dvarim shebal peh is a kedusha of ideas. Okay, the kedusha is the svara, the ideas, the elements. Well, not just ideas, but I mean the elements as well. I mean like the mishnayos, the elements, and the svara. That's all Torah shebal peh. Okay, but it's not in Torah shebal peh. There's no kedusha of the words themselves. It's not a kedusha of a substance. In the kedusha of Torah shebachsav, it's a kedusha of bahava yosan, the way they are exactly. Well, it can't be mishana them. That's the kedusha. Okay, mishana one os also if Torah shebachsav. So it's a kedusha of bahav yosan, exactly the way it is. So when a person doesn't use a sefer, so what is he doing? If people would not use svarim, so then they would destroy the Torah shebachsav, because since it's a kedusha of bahav yosan, and the bahav yosan really emerges from the sefer Torah, can't change one letter. So therefore, if people would say it bal peh, so it would lack in shmiras kedushas dvarim shebachsav. Okay, so it's not an iser maisa per se, but the iser is to be reckless with the kedushas dvarim shebachsav. In other words, because by doing it bal peh, you're being careless with safeguarding the kedusha of the dvarim shebachsav. Because now you're saying it bal peh, and there's a chance it's not kav yasa, it's not exactly right. So you're not allowed to do that. So now that now obviously one kriya is not going to destroy the kedushas dvarim shebachsav, because if everybody would do it, then it would be gone. But you're not permitted to do a maisa whose nature it is to destroy the kedusha of dvarim shebachsav. Because now people are going to change the words because you don't have a sefer Torah. In other words, a sefer
Torah.
What?
You still have a sefer Torah.
No, but yeah, I understand. But the point is that if everybody starts saying psukim and they say it wrong, so the whole limud, I mean, and they won't consult the sefer Torah. So now when they're saying a pasuk, everybody will say about that, they'll have it wrong. And the whole, it'll lack in the kedusha of Torah shebachsav. And if you learn, when you learn Torah shebachsav and Torah shebal peh, so the Torah shebachsav will be distorted. It won't be the right Torah shebachsav.
So
you
should never look at the
Sefer
Torah?
No, it'll say Munach Baran, and everybody's learning Dvarim shebachsav in the wrong way. What good is it do you have Sefer Torah in the yard? That's not going to help you.
That's
not going to help you.
That's not going to. He just puts it in a chumash or whatever, and it shouldn't be a problem because it wouldn't.
That's a separate thing. That's a separate thing.
That's
a separate thing. No, it's not good because it has to be written in a special way with a sofer very carefully. That he looks in one sefer and he writes in the other sefer. I mean, you're going to tell me because today of the printing press that there'd be less mistakes. I don't know. I mean, we're talking about it. Such things never existed. So you have to say halacha is fixed. I mean. Even if you show me that there's halacha has certain surah.
Even back then?
What do you mean back then?
If a guy takes a sefer Torah and he's very careful, he has three people, and he writes it on a piece of paper, word for word. And
but where do you find that? But that's not a method. The Messiah relied on one method. The method is the same method that guarantees the sefer Torah that it's bahav yasa. It's exactly right. You can't make your own methods. I mean, you say. But you can't do that. In other words, the Torah demands that there's only one safeguard, and that's the Sefer Torah itself. That's the only thing that safeguards the Torah Shebachsav. So you can't make up your own method because it's going to be a violation. Then everybody make up their own method. One guy says, this is enough, that's enough. So what will happen is the Torah Shebachsav will become distorted. So basically, when a person does Torah Shebachsav, Baal Peh, he's being careless with the kedushas dvarim shebachsav. He's jeopardizing the kedusha. So that's the issur. That's the issur. The issur is munach on every gavra that he should not be careless with the kedushas dvarim tar shebachsav. So, but over here, the problem is that if you bring out a new sefer Torah, so it'll be a bracha shein etzricha. So that's why we say that that's not called being careless. That's not called being careless. Because since being marben brachos is not something that you want to do, because brachos shen tzricha is bezayin, so therefore over here, since he's doing it to preserve the system of brachos, and he shouldn't violate brachos shen tzricha, so you can't consider him being careless with kedusha star shabbosav.
That's the
yefshar. That's the svarah. That's the Mordechai svarah of the yefshar. Because wherever it's the yefshar, so the iser is to be careless with the kedushas dvarim shebachsav. So wherever it's the yefshar, you can't say he's careless. It's not an iser per se, an iser maisa per se. It's an iser not to be a shomer, the kedusha of dvarim shebachsav, or the kedusha of dvarim shebal peh. I mean, either way. That's the nature of the iser. They're both the same character. So therefore, where it's the efshir, you can't say that the gavra was a poshea, that he was careless because he had no choice. He's a efshir. So there's no iser of dvar shabachsav yatar shalom v'alpe. That's right. The reason why I have to say eis lasas l'ashem eferet asechon, that's what I wanted to write down the shas, is because in the sitter. The reason is because you'll say shmira, it's shmira in order to preserve it. But the answer is in this form of the iser is to violate it in a certain way, like to give it out to the public. So you are really violating it, but you're saying it'll be worse if I don't do that. So that's why you need eis l'asa l'Hashem feret asecha, because you are actually violating.
Call that an act of jeopardizing?
That's jeopardizing. Yeah, that's correct. You're writing it down. Well, you're taking Tarshu Balpa and you're giving it out to everybody. I mean, that's why they had a lot of criticism on a lot of the art scrolls. So certain things, I mean, shouldn't have done it. So the Gro Paskin is like the Mordechai. So it comes out like this, that the way you do it is that if you find a Tyson Sefer Torah. So if the Tyson is found after the, let's say, three Aliyahs, let's say you find a Tyson in the fourth Aliyah. So he'll lay around. So therefore, you just finish it in the... Right. Malpeh. That's right. So therefore, if it's in the middle of the Aliyah, if you find the mistake in the middle of the Aliyah, so you don't take out a new Sefer Torah, because it'll be one Gavra in two Sefer Torah, one Gavra in two Sefer Torah, it's going to be Chayv and a Bracha, it'll be Bracha Shein Tzricha. But if you finish the Aliyah, so it's two Gavras, so there's no problem with Bracha Shein Tzricha. So that's what a real Paskin is, against the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber Paskin, you take out a Sefer Torah. So that's the only difference. So therefore, the best way to do it is like the Mordechai, that you can continue in the Sefer Torah that's possible because of Bracha Shein Tzricha. If you're short, he has an interesting Ritva. I think he's quoting Ramban that he has. Did I show it to you? With these Avram Zaken, because that minute that the Sfardim have, on the same page. You saw it. Yeah, it's interesting, because I didn't know what the minute was, but it is an old minute, that the chosm was all the Torah, so they read Rav Ram Zake. So he says, there were two menhagim. One minute was they read the chosm out of Lila Atzma. That, he says, he can't understand how you can make bracha l'fanav, bracha l'acharav. That was the problem that I had also. But the only thing is that we said, because of the brisker Rav, that it's not a brikas on mitzvah, and the minig is they have a minig like that to do it. So Kriyas HaTorah is Bracha L'Fanav because of Kavod HaTorah, if there's a minute like that. And I brought right from Chaim that he held there's no Kriyas HaTorah B'Laila, but in the shul, on Simchas Torah, they call him up and they make the Bracha HaTorah. So you see that once there's a minute, so the Bracha HaTorah is there, but the Ramban doesn't know it. The Ramban says, I guess the Ramban is saying he can't understand that they could make a minute like that. That's why he says it's, because, in other words, if there is a minute, so then you could say you can make the bracha. But he says that minig is definitely wrong. Because how could they make a minig l'chatchila to be kor b'torah and with brachas? I mean, there's no basis for it. But the thing is that Ramban says that the way to do it is that the chassan has a regular aliyah, and then they kor b'al peh v'avram zaken. And based on his Gemara, that's why they should do it. So the Yesher, of course, can't bring another Sefer because it will be Machayev another Bracha. The run. Avolkan, he says, Kivan Shein Agar Bracha, Lama Ye Osir. Hare Lo Shemanu B'Shem Makom, Shemishim Shabirich Alam Mitzvah, V'Hischil, Shelo Ye Rasho L'Dabar Ad Sheyigmar. V'otu mishi yasa livdo kremtso klum osalo ledaber at sheyigmar biuro, and came bov and omar she'af mishi shemavorach hamotzi yei osal ledaber at sheyigmar sudasa v'lasa ulefichach ena adam l'raya klal umiyu hol v'nofak mipume deresh mesifta roi shelo yedaber b'hen shelo letzarach. So he's matel letzarach, but not shelo letzarach. Even though he holds it's wrong, absolutely wrong. That's an interesting thing in itself. I mean, what kind of a... Why? I mean, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Why is he afraid to give a raw on it? I mean, is he giving... If he's not afraid to give a raw, so even tzorach he shouldn't. I mean, but it's like halfway. Like, Shalola tzorach, he says, you shouldn't talk for some reason, because the riff held the nafak mi pume deresh mesifta. But if you have a tzorach, he holds his mutter. But let's understand as far. I mean, his svar is, he says, he brings it from B'dikas Chametz. Seems everybody holds by, no one I don't think holds by B'dikas Chametz that you have to be quiet. That you can't. That if you talk, it's a mafsik. That's an averi b'yada. There's no difference. According to the Ran, there's no difference. Is the Ran perhaps is bringing a raya that it can't be, because otherwise you have to wait till the next morning. Could be the Ran means that. That's Yigma Biura. But whatever it is, but the Ran holds for sure that when you maskal the B'dika, you could be medaber, there's no problem. Okay? So, and it would seem that that's a hard argument to counter. I mean, it seems the Ran, I mean, up as far as right on that. But I think there's a difference between that and between tzkiyas. Yes.
Didn't we say that?
I mean, the riff holds for sure that it's not a mafsik, because it's the same mitzvah, and even though you were a soch, still the bracha is related to the mitzvah. The only thing is, it's an aveira ibiyata. What's the aveira? The aveira is because when he's being osek in the mitzvah, he's in the process of asaskus, so it's an aveira to be medaber, to be a soch. Okay? It's a bizui in the mitzvah. It's an aveira for the gavra to be a soch. But what is he going to do with bedikas chametz? I mean, bedikas chametz is pal choraya. Yeah. So the halacha is that the biur really is the moment he starts isolating it in order to remove it. That's the maisa biur. So it's true that then the biur is completed the next day. But what he does the next day complements the maisa biur shalila. So that's why there's no bracha on the biur shalyam. Because no bracha on something which complements a maisa which had a din biur already, which you made a bracha on. So he made a bracha on the din biur balayla, and now the next day, by nature of the compliment, the fact that it complements it, it's not matzrich a bracha, because it's not a new maisa. It's not the same maisa. It's not like he was involved in biur and he stopped, and now he's involved in biur again. It's one process, and the end of the process complements the beginning of the process. So therefore, there's no bracha on a process that is merely complementing what he did before, which has a bracha on it. So that's why there's no bracha on the bir shel yom. Okay? Levayer mibeso. So you have to find it, he has to remove it. So it's a process, the bir process begins by being mechafes after the chametz, and searching it out and finding it and discovering it and putting it in a special place. That's all levayer mibeso. But it's like let's say guys to remove the furniture from his house. So the removing is when he starts removing it. It's true, it's completed when it gets out of his house. But the removing is from the first moment of removal. That's the first moment. He removes it from its source of existence, where it exists. So that's why Levar, that's the din of Levar. So yes. See, in other words, because it complements it, it's mitzurus what happened yesterday, and what happened yesterday has a bracha already. So that's how it comes under the bracha. But he's definitely allowed to speak. There's no question that the Ran is right. I mean, it'd be very hard to say the Rif disagrees. He definitely is allowed to speak. So the question is why? According to the Ran, the bracha is on his askus. That's why he compares it to Suda. And once you have the askal of this askus, he holds that there's no mafsak.
But the Ran says that
That is no whisk. I mean, the only possible thing is like this, that the riff would hold, you see, the question is talking a break in Esaskos. So the Ron says it's not, because what's the deal? I'm searching for Chamas, I'm talking, so why am I breaking Esaskos? I'm still being awesome. Okay? So, but according to the riff, that's true by a mitzvah like Bir Chametz, where the mitzvah is Esaskos. There's no chefza shel mitzvah over there. There's no chefza. There's no specific tzuras a chefza in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be osuk in finding the chametz. But by tkiyas has a special tzuras asiyah. It's a special tzuras a mitzvah. So the tzura is the kol shofar. So over there, if you engage in another tzura, which is soch, so then it means that you're breaking the Esaskos. In other words, the Isser of being a Soch by Tkiyas is it's different over there by Tkiyas, because since the mitzvah has a Tzura Sasiya, so if you talk, you're engaging in a counter Tzura Sasiya, in a counter Asiya. It's a different Asiya now. That you're not allowed to do. But where the mitzvah is simply to be Osuk and finding the Chametz, there the Sikha is not really... It doesn't register as a... There is no tzura. There is no tzura to the mitzvah. It's to be engaged in finding the chametz, but there's no tzura on mitzvah. So when there's no tzura on mitzvah, there's no tzura of soch that contradicts the tzura sasiyah. In other words, where there is a tzura sasiyah, then you can't do another asiyah, which would be a soch. Okay? The bizu is because you're set up to do this tzura, which is tzkiyas, and now you're engaging in another tzura. That's a bizu. But where there is no tzura sa mitzvah, like by Bedikas Chametz, there's no bizur. The only thing is the guy also. Okay?